Yeah, my 50th is really not a big thing. I mean, we haven't mentioned it. We saw it other 2 days ago in the media. So, Ahmed, just to be part of the team for me is awesome, and part of being representing South Africa in whatever capacity it was in the past, from technical analyst to assistant coach to director of rugby, it's just really lucky to be in the Springbok environment with a lot of South Africans really behind us. So that's lekker. See us 100th test match. I think there's only nine guys that's played the 100th test match. I think he was on cap 25 when we picked him as captain. And yeah, the biggest thing that I can probably give him credit for, he's never always played brilliantly because, well, like all of us, your form dips and injury comes, and personal things happen to you, and sometimes you think of an injury, am I still good enough? Well, I'm both World Cups. He was doubtful right up until the World Cup, but he always sit with Kobus at 35, playing probably 25 years old, playing probably the best rugby of his life, and so we're very proud of Sia. We're proud of being part of him reaching that milestone. But there's a lot of other guys that's close to milestones. Who's on 47 caps, 48 caps, 93 caps, 97 caps. So I think there's a lot of them that's going to come now. But at the end of the day, like Sia handled it and like Eamon handled it, when those big milestones come, if you make those things bigger than the match, then you normally tend to come second in that match. So his humbleness is something that's just a standout for me always. His understanding that, well, my opinion, I've got to say I'm right. I think there's a difference between playing for yourself because you're a Springbok and when you're playing for your country because you're a Springbok. And I think that's why some guys get one, two caps who's really potential, really maybe better than guys who's sitting here. And we've said it to the player often. I think there's better players than playing out there who's currently here in the squad. But some guys just don't get it, that it's about the team and about South Africa and not about how good am I in the team. Yes, when you do it for the team to perform well and you do everything and you serve the team, I probably think that's the difference between there can be great potential, but some guys just don't get it. I was one of them when I was a player at one stage, and some guys takes time to get it, and some guys just get it from the start. So I think that makes, in my opinion, the difference between a good and a great Springbok player.